404 syntax error found.
Hello and welcome to Syntax Error. I am your host, Kevin Smith. I am here with Will and Leo and Riley. Leo, we are doing this over Google Plus, hoping that this doesn't crash. People say hello.
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 Though Riley is absent at the moment. He had to go. He will be back shortly.
Well, okay then. So, I am just going to explain a little bit about what syntax error actually is. Do not fear, people of the fans of the Coder Dojo podcast. It's not going away. The Coder Dojo podcast itself is not going away anytime soon. I don't want it to go away. I don't think ye want it to go away. Unless this goes in exceedingly well. Syntax Error is basically the show where we talk about whatever we want. Instead, we will just talk about technology on the actual podcast. So, people, movies, let's talk about movies, shall we? Because I know you want to talk about movies.
I really want to go see Big Hero 6 as soon as possible. It sounds like it's really good.
Yeah, but it's not coming out this year.
Huh?
It's not coming out. Big Hero 6 isn't coming out here until January.
Oh, okay.
Just like how Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles didn't come out till around. It's only out now when it was out in August everywhere else.
I call that a blessing, really, more than something to be disappointed about. But Big Hero 6. Big Hero 6 looks like it's a lot of fun. The source comic book is, quite frankly, designed to be weird. It was Marvel pretending to do manga. Actually, that's something that's not that obvious. Big Hero 6 is actually part of the Marvel. Well, I won't say the Marvel universe, but it's a Marvel property.
Yeah, it is.
It's the Avengers for kids.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's the Japanese Avengers for kids.
Yeah, as in,
well, kind of, the San Francisco, Tokyo and whatnot.
So that's interesting that Disney are doing this now. They're, like, taking Marvel properties and making them, like, animated features.
No, they're taking lesser known and then making them animated features.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it has been going the other way for a while. I'm actually fully expecting that part of the way through all the DC comic books, Darkwing Duck the movie comes out to parody whatever has been going on in the DC universe. Or is quite possible Spider-Ham will rise again.
On the notes of DC and ducks, DC actually have a huge library of animated features. I've watched a couple of them. They're actually really good. And they're 15 movies. There's like blood in them. And other stuff that I won't spoil. And speaking of ducks, has everybody here seen the end credit scene for what's it called? Guardians of the Galaxy?
I'm wondering where a duck comes into this, but yes.
So you know Howard the Duck?
Oh, sorry. Now I know where it comes in. Sorry, I was thinking the Dancing Groot. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Marvel announced that they are going to start making a Howard the Duck comic.
Oh.
Actually, in fairness, it was a parody, so it kind of might work.
Mm-hmm. But I'm a long-time Marvel fans will know that technically speaking, the Howard the Duck in the Marvel universe is actually, and this is going to be comics logic, is actually a clone of the real Howard the Duck.
I did look up the Wikipedia article for Howard the Duck. You're dealing with an anthropomorphic duck. It already starts weird.
Yeah.
You just know it's going to go.
Technically, the real Howard the Duck is in the Image Comics universe.
Yeah, there was a thing about that. I saw an article or something summing up the long and bountiful history that is Howard the Duck.
I know the Big Picture and The Escapist does a very good history of Howard the Duck.
Yes, that's the one.
It's in the series Comics Are... Sorry, if you do the voice properly. Comics Are Weird!
Yep, that was spot on.
Yeah. Ooh, somebody just got a message.
That's me, sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm messing. So the Howard the Duck comic isn't coming out until March, April, is it? It's not coming out until next year anyway.
So it's entirely possible that Howard the Duck is going to be a comic book tie-in to the Netflix TV series, which are the Netflix tie-in to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV series, which is a tie-in to the... We're kind of getting naughty here.
Yeah. Well, yes, literally.
On the topic of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though, what are your opinions on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? We've talked about it a small bit before on the Porter Dojo podcast, but what are your opinions on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I think it's quite a good series, and I like how it's been evolving over the seasons.
Yeah, I feel like we're biased for anything Joss Whedon, though. But, no, it started off kind of strangely and a little bit weak, but I thought it got quite good towards the first season.
Personally, I watched the first couple of episodes and I didn't really like it, but then apparently when Winter Soldier came out, it got really good.
The end of season 1 was really, really good.
Yeah, but that in and of itself is one reason why I don't want to go back and watch it, because if I'm going to watch a series, it's not that I don't want to put up with the first half of it being bad, like, because I will put up with that. It's the fact that I don't want to watch a show that, like, is bad, and then as soon as another movie comes out, it's good. Like, I don't want to have to, like, follow this TV show and just wait for the movies to come out for this show to get good again.
It has been good at the start of season 2. Like, it has been more consistently good now.
Yeah. Like, if there's going to be droughts in quality, I don't want to be able to predict when that's going to be and for how long it's going to be.
Yeah, because the main allure of this show is its connection to the Avengers.
Yes.
Like, you want them to be really building side parts of the Marvel Universe, and they haven't been doing that a huge amount.
They have been more.
Yeah, they have been doing it more. So, I think what you can look forward to is more smaller superheroes coming up, because now that they have kind of broken the whole, we are actually living next to the Avengers thing, they might start bringing in more small superhero characters, which will make the whole thing a lot more interesting.
Yeah, do you mean crossovers? Or do you mean the characters who appear for one episode and vanish, but they flesh out the 60 years or plus back history of Marvel? To be honest, it's not the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I want that from. I want that from the Peggy Carter Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
And we already know that's going to flesh out everything else, because if they need to put something in the back history, that's where it goes.
Yes.
It will come up with Peggy Carter, then it will then propagate through the rest.
Yeah.
From what I saw of it, I saw the first 3 or so episodes, I think it was, and from what I saw, it was trying to market itself as a superhero show, but it didn't have any superheroes in it. Mm. And you all know Harry, I think, and me and him were having a discussion. Like, he liked the show, and I was like, I'm not going to watch a show that's trying to market itself as a superhero show, and it doesn't actually have any superheroes in it.
I'm going to ask, it's a different show, and I haven't seen any episodes. That's the caveat out of the way. But Gotham, is Gotham marketing itself the same way as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., or is it marketing itself as... these are not superheroes yet, or supervillains yet.
From what I've heard,
the same scenario.
From what I've heard, Gotham is like has changed a couple of the characters, names, and made a lot of the characters incredibly obvious that they're going to turn out to be villains. Like they made, apparently they made the Riddler, they made Edward Nigma, or the Riddler. They made it really obvious that he was going to be the Riddler. They changed Poison Ivy's name. It was Pamela Ivesley, was it? I want to say.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, he's now Ivy Pepper.
Yeah, I don't know what her second name is, but they just changed her first name to Ivy, and she was seen in a greenhouse. Basically, I would have liked it to have been a bit more subtle.
I'm actually wondering if Ivy Pepper is Poison Ivy, or is it going just, here is a nice glove puppet over this, sorry, the sock puppet in the corner, so that when something happens, you then learn, oh, hang on, that's not Pamela Ivesley. I don't know enough about the Pamela Ivesley back history to know if she's a long-term Gothamite, or if she's actually somewhere else that then moves in. I know, Blood City, pick whatever country, whatever part of the fake universe you want to go for. But, Bloodhaven, not Blood City. But it's entirely possible they are not the same character. On the other hand, it's entirely possible the name gets changed somewhere along the way. Selina Kyle, we all know what's going to happen there. Edward Cobblepot is definitely being set up as the Penguin. Which version of the Penguin you get, nobody's going to know.
They showed him as the Penguin, but not as, like, the Penguin that everybody knows. They showed him as, like, a thug, basically. Not, like, who he turned out to be. I think they referenced him as the Penguin, but...
Well, the other thing that they have is everybody is still kids, or teenagers or younger. The one exception I've noticed is Edward Nigma is old enough to actually be in the forensic team. Now, for someone who hasn't seen an episode, I know way too much stuff.
Same.
And I get the impression that they're moving into the what was the name of the book? Gotham PD series. Which is you're following the detectives, which jumps into what is going to be the future characters. But Falco is going to be big. Eddie Falco, or is it Falcone? The mobsters that are the standard normal bad guys, for want of a better term, as opposed to super villains in Gotham. That family is going to be a lot bigger, but they don't seem to be showing up. Unless, of course, Fish is much bigger than she seems to be. I've noticed this has nothing to do with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the Marvel Universe. One's got potential. I don't know whether the potential will be fulfilled. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is kind of... It was one of the things where you think you know what you're dealing with. They pressed a great big shiny reset button called Hydra. We're now dealing with a very different S.H.I.E.L.D., yes. I don't know if they are going to... Well, obviously, they can't do the Hammer, which is the ones who took over was led by Victoria Hand, who did show up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because the person who ends up in charge there is currently owned by Fox, who is Green Goblin. I was going to say Norman Bates. That's the wrong bloody guy entirely. Norman Osborn.
Yes.
Speaking of Fox owning things, I kind of like just to talk about, do you know the Captain America 3, Civil War? Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Well, I've heard that it's going to be, I thought it was actually Avengers 3, Civil War, but okay, fine.
No, it's Captain America 3. See that, there's two things that I'm sort of unsure about Civil War so far, as in, first one being that it's a Captain America movie. As in, Like, I haven't read Civil War yet. It's on my list of things to read. But from what I gathered, it wasn't a Captain America book. It was, like, a universe-wide event. And I think the two main characters were Iron Man and Captain America. But I still don't think it should be a Captain America movie.
Yeah.
Maybe that's to do with what the actors have signed up for, though, because if he signed up for only so many Captain America movies, then maybe they're trying to squeeze out the more important parts of his story, even if it's not specifically Captain America.
Yeah.
The other thing is, Civil War could be done, I'm guessing it's going to be Captain America 3, Iron Man 4, because I'm assuming everybody knows what happens part of the way through the Civil War. And I'm wondering if that's how the Captain America movie is going to end. They do have a couple of other things in place. What actually gets me, though, is you need to build the universe more before you've enough people to have a civil war.
Yeah, and they don't have Fantastic Four, X-Men, or Spider-Man. Like, I don't know how much Fantastic Four or X-Men, what they do in Civil War, but I know that Spider-Man, I don't know what he does either, but I know that he reveals his identity at some point.
The Spider-Man. Interesting players in the Civil War is the fact that the X-Men officially were not part of it. They, yeah. I think they had the Guardians, the Sentinels, whichever they're called, making sure they stayed out of it, and it also made life a little easier. I think Wolverine was roaming around, but it meant most of the X-Men staff were doing their own thing. Hulk was quite literally off-planet. Now, what they're going to do with Hulk, I don't know, because they've yet... they do have Guardians of the Galaxy, so they've a place to send the Hulk. I don't know what they're actually going to do with the guy. Whether it's going to be the same betrayal that happens and actually trigger things off, which is... If I've got this right, this may not have been the trigger, but Iron Man decides that the Hulk is not going to be stable and literally puts him in a rocket and sends him into space. Which is a lovely thing for him to do.
That's interesting, but I don't think they'll do that, because if they do that, then that sounds like something that would lead into a Hulk standalone movie, and maybe Planet Hulk or World War Hulk or one of those. Isn't there a storyline or two where Hulk goes to a planet of other Hulks? And, like, they haven't announced a Hulk movie. So, if Iron Man ships Hulk into space, then that would mean they would have to make a Hulk movie, and they would run the risk of annoying fans because they hadn't announced it at the time. Or they would have to have a massive time gap from let's say, 2016.
Keep a secret that is going to happen in one of the upcoming films.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, World War Hulk, the plot exists to keep Hulk out of the Civil War. There's some characters that were purposely kept out. No, the Hulk was one. Why? I'm not too sure. I think the phrase, we've got a Hulk,
has
something to do with it.
I think the reason they kept Hulk specifically out was because Hulk isn't, like, very smart, let's be honest. So what would he do? He couldn't side with either one. The only thing Hulk could do is just kill anybody and not be on any team and just kill anyone and everyone. And if they were to do that, then I think they would find it incredibly hard to be like, oh yeah, Hulk is still on the Avengers, even though you saw him do that for tons of people.
From memory, and I am possibly wrong with this, Asgardians were not involved in the Civil War. It was an Earth thing only.
Yeah, there was a Thor, kind of.
Yeah, but Thor wouldn't exactly have a place in Civil War either, because, like, everybody knows, like, he's a god of another world. He doesn't exactly have a place in the squabble on Earth, among Earthlings.
Well, yeah, no, like, as an Asgardian, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Which leaves you with the Avengers. You've got Iron Man, Captain America... Black Widow and Hawkeye are people with talents, but they're not superheroes.
Yeah. When Avengers first came out, that's what I was saying. I was like, why are they on? They're not superheroes. And what I also want to see is, I want to see how they continue the Avengers movies after Civil War. Because you've had a whole movie when two of the biggest characters on the Avengers, Iron Man and Captain America, are going to war. How do you explain that they're now both back on the team? It seems like you would need a whole extra movie to do that.
Sorry, go ahead, Roddy.
Well, I was just wondering.
That was
lame. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Like, it could be that this will be explained in the next Avengers Age of Ultron. They could expand the cast. Like, Black Panther's going to be in it, right? And so they'll be, they will be expanding the roster of superheroes before the Civil War happens.
As in, I think I'm, hold on, what year is Civil War coming out?
I don't know, and also, like, when is Ant-Man coming out in relation to all this?
They didn't give a schedule for Ant-Man.
Oh, also, Doctor Strange is going to be played by Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, they didn't confirm that.
No, it's not confirmed?
No, it was only a rumor.
Oh, well.
In that case, it's held in Photoshop instead of being wasted right now.
Civil War is coming out around 2016, 2017, yeah?
Okay, Ant-Man's coming out in July the 7th, 2016.
Civil War is coming out 2016.
Hmm.
I'm trying to find out the schedule.
Yeah.
Of, like, what movies come out, because from what I've seen, Civil War is coming relatively early. Oh, yeah, I have the schedule here. I'll send you the image.
Is that the Comic Alliance? This year is Big Hero 6. First quarter, or at least first half, is Avengers Age of Ultron. Yeah. Ant-Man is... Oh, sorry, May the 1st. I've got the exact date now. July 17th is Ant-Man. And Fantastic Four, which is the Fox movie, is August 7th. Just scanning through the list. Captain America 3 is May the 6th, 2016,
yeah.
Subject to change. Meaning that you do get the Avengers movie first. I'm just scanning through the rest.
From what I've seen, I'll send you the link there to the image. But from what I've seen... there is actually other movies announced that I kind of want to talk about there, but what I'm seeing here is Civil War May 6th, is it, for Captain America?
That sounds about right. Just looking for it here. Captain America is May 6, 2016.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going from my link and haven't followed yours yet.
Yeah, actually, don't go to mine. The one that I sent you was fake. Because they had other movies in there. Basically, from what I see, Civil War is coming before the Black Panther movies. As in the Black Panther and the Ant-Man and... Okay, Ant-Man is coming out... Ant-Man is coming out in August. August, is it July? It's coming out in the summer.
Of next year?
Yeah, in 2015.
Yeah.
And so is a Fantastic Four movie.
Hmm. Also, it's Wikipedia, so I'm not sure how accurate it is, but apparently the Daredevil Netflix series will be coming out in 2015 as well.
Yeah, but I don't think that ties into the actual MCU. Like, Captain America, the Captain America movie is coming out in 2016, right? The only a movie with a hero that we haven't seen before for that is Ant-Man, and that's coming out in July. The other movies aren't coming out till after. So how are they going to do a Civil War when they haven't, when Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Inhumans, all of them, they haven't been established yet?
Well,
or do you think they're going to introduce them in Civil War? Because if they're
going to introduce them with what's going to be coming out, like Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, and so on and so forth, maybe the Netflix series. I'm going to assume that they're going to tie them in, because so far they've tied everything in anyway. There have also been a bunch of people with super abilities in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which might appear as well, but I don't know if they will or not.
I don't think they will, because I don't think they're connected.
No, they are connected. There have been references between them.
Are there?
Yeah.
Some of them have been are natural, some of them are the aliens that they're planning to do stuff with. Some of them are odd mutations, but it's not mutants, Your Honor. It's why the Inhumans, which is the other X-Men, that are not the X-Men, is the ones that's coming out, which is not on the list I'm looking at right now, meaning that I do know they did announce it. I'm just looking for Inhumans. May the 3rd, 2019. So if I've got the official list now, which is not, hasn't got everybody. May the 1st, July 17th, Captain America, The Fallen Son. That is an interesting one. The thing is, the point of Civil War is these unregistered or unknown superheroes. So I suspect fully this is the start of things, but I don't think it's going to be the full Civil War.
Yeah, as in, I think they might make a Civil War sequel or something, but I don't think they'd be able to do that. But after the Infinity War, but as in, if they are going to introduce all these characters that they're going to be making movies of later in Civil War, then I think this is going to be an interstellar length long movie, like 3 hours long.
Sorry, I've got it here. July the 6th, 2018, based on the announcements made by Disney themselves, is Avengers Civil War. It's not part of Captain America. So beforehand, we're going to have Black Panther, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Whether that's on Earth or not, we'll find out later. So Guardians of the Galaxy, is it War of Kings? Difficult to make out the text. Thor Ragnarok happens before that. Sorry, I'm going in reverse order here.
Speaking of Thor, has it been announced what storyline Ragnarok is going to be?
To be honest, I'm waiting to find out, is it going to be a female Thor that shows up at that point? If they are going with female Thor in the books, they might have to go with female Thor in the movies. And yeah, maybe this is when that conversion happens.
Yeah, but I don't think that will be for a while. Do you know Inhumans?
I know nothing about Inhumans.
Neither do I, but all I know is that one of the characters is called Medusa, and she has like red hair, and she wears purple, right? Basically, the comic series I'm reading, if you're not reading it now, you should be reading it, called Miss Marvel. It's a new character. It's not Carol Danvers. But you really should be reading it. It's really good. And I've just been announced that Medusa is going to be training her or something, and that Miss Marvel or Kamala Khan is actually part Kree, which I don't understand, because I don't exactly understand really who the Kree are, but I'm kind of hoping that Miss Marvel will be in the what's it called? Inhumans, really. That's the word I'm looking for.
Maybe, but she might be coming up sooner. Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel, given her title, as well as getting a standalone movie, and I'm noticing it's not on the list.
Captain Marvel, that's the name.
2018.
Okay, it's missing from my list here, but I'll I'm looking at an old list, I'm pretty sure. I do remember it being announced. However, it's been pointed out that she deals with Jessica Jones, who is one of the Netflix TV series, so things could be organized around there as well. And given the fact that Miss Marvel, the current Miss Marvel, is in New York, well...
No, she's not in New York, she's in Jersey City, which I think is meant to be New Jersey.
Oh, I'm pretty sure Jersey City is part of the state New Jersey. I've got the right list now. So we can figure it out from there. So
do we have an estimation for how much longer the podcast is going to go for?
2 weeks.
I don't know. We have about 20 minutes max to go, but anytime you want to wrap up.
I think the speculation of a series of movies that we don't know a huge amount about probably is a good time to wrap up.
yeah.
After all, we will then have brand new opinions as more stuff comes out and we get more details.
Yeah.
Yep. So, thank you again for watching and listening. Actually, for this end bit, I'm going to turn on my video. Wait for that to load. Yay! Here it is. Okay, thank you again for watching and listening to Syntax Error, the first episode. You can, if you want to watch it live, for those of you listening on iTunes, if you want to listen to it live, you can, you should follow me at Kevin the Pirate, because I tweet out when it goes live. You should follow Liam at Coffee Gears and Will at Will Not. Do you want to say anything to wrap up?
Thanks for watching.
I'm looking forward to a whole series of good movies and really hoping I get time to watch a whole series of good movies. Yes. Let them be good. Please, let them be good. Let them be good.
Keep the trend.
They're either going to be really good or really bad, I think.
I'm actually hoping that we get quality competition from the other universes.
Yeah,
Not just DC, but Fox and whatever is going on with... Oh, who is the other team?
Image Comics?
Actually, no, it's mostly Fox. What are they going to do with Wolverine? Oh, Sony. What are they going to do with Spider-Man and Venom and all of the others? And whatever female lead Spider-Man spin-off is, may Black Cat actually be good?
Yes.
Did they announce a Black Cat movie?
No, it's one of those weird things where it's rumors being talked about. basically, who will get the first female-fronted movie? I need to rephrase that. Female-fronted superhero movie. Because there aren't enough of them, quite frankly. And it's already been decided that Wonder Woman is not going to be is happening that early in the Warner Brothers universe. They're starting off with the two big guys. So it was wide open for them until Carol Danvers showed up, which I actually can't make out the details. I think it's 2018. But 2017, there's meant to be sort of, kind of, a female character from the Spider-Man universe. The only two that really could be used are Spider-Woman or Black Cat. Now, I don't know enough about Spider-Man to figure out if we do have chances, but I'll find out.
So, I think that is a good place to wrap up. We are at roughly 40, 45 minutes. I think that's good, especially considering this is our first episode. This went actually really well. For those of you who... for those of you who like this, be sure to share it, favorite it, like it, and stuff. If you're watching this live, I'll probably take it down off YouTube and then put it back up tomorrow-ish, sometime around that. I just want to edit it a bit. So, thank you again for watching and listening and sharing, and we will see you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We are live.
Okay.
Well, zombie-like anyway.
Yeah.
Let me just refresh the page and see if this is actually going out.
Is it JMW Turner?
If it's JMW Turner, it must be it's either Jonathan or Johan Turner. I'm guessing it's Jonathan since he was English. Yes, we're starting a conversation to do with a pop culture by referring to a 19th century watercolorist.
Yes. Best way to start it off.
Oh, Echo. Okay, chat. We are live. Hold on. I need to find the actual link now.
Okay, this is the stuff that's going to be edited out afterwards, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm gonna download the video and then convert it to audio and edit it from there.
Okay.
Yeah. But for the people who are watching live, they get to see everything in its magnificent glory.
Welcome, invisible viewers.
So I just need to tweet out the link now.
Non-existent viewers.
Yes.
Well, you never know. Strange people may open their eyes, view upon us, and decide, ew!
Yeah. A crab and crustacean and two guys.
I'll mention ye in the tweet. Maybe that'll get it more recognition.
Potentially, yeah.
On the flux.
Should we retweet it when you're ready?
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great. Because Will, you have way more followers than I do, so. Yeah, that's out there. Yeah. We should be live right now. We are live.
Alrighty. So should we go over the box office list again, or should we, what should we do?
Yeah, so let's just briefly go over what we are going to talk about. So there's movies, books, comics, games, anything else? Oh, yeah, Liam.
Yeah?
Next week, I'm going to be bringing in my Wii U with Smash Wii U.
Awesome!
I know. And I'm going to try and get on to Rob. He's somebody else who goes to Coder. But I think he has a capture card. I'm going to see if he'll let me use it.
Yeah, I'll make sure to bring in the projector.
You will?
Yeah.
You will? Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Do we need to bring in any extra controllers or anything? Do you have a GameCube adapter?
I don't know. I don't have it at the moment because it's not actually out. But, and I'm not sure if I'll be getting it. I'll get back to you on that, but bring in Wii remotes. Because I only have two, and I want to try and do a player smash.
Yes, definitely. We don't have that great selection, and we only have one nunchuck. So the more people we bring in, like
yeah, nunchuck. I don't even think I have a nunchuck. I just have two Wii remotes.
Yeah, we will need a lot of controllers if we're gonna sustain it, because undoubtedly we're gonna have some problems with various controllers.
Sorry, I'm going to show my absolute ignorance, but how do you play a player, I'm going to say co-op for want of a better title, on one screen? Is it that it just the camera pulls out and you see all eight characters brawling?
It's not like
big enough.
Like you all, it's not like you can travel around the map individually.
Well, you can, but the map is...
Well, yeah, you can, but, like, you can't travel outside everybody else's field of vision.
Yeah.
Like...
So hopefully it pulls back, because the only experience I've had with something like this would be Tekken Tag Team Tournament. So it is only two players on screen at any one time, and everybody's tag teaming. Or is it eight brawling at exactly the same time?
Eight brawling at exactly the same time.
That's going to get interesting, especially when the special effects moves kick in.
Oh yeah, it's going to be crazy. They have limited it that you can only use certain levels, specifically designed for five and above players.
Hey guys, this is a great conversation, but I think we should save it for the actual podcast.
Oh, there was I thinking we were recording. Okay, sorry.
Oh no, yeah, we're live, yeah, but we haven't started the podcast yet.
Okay. I can express my ignorance again. I can forget.
Yeah. I tweeted the thing out, Will, if you want to retweet that.
Already done.
Terrific. I think we have one viewer, or... Let me see if I can see. I don't know. It doesn't matter. So let's get started. I'm gonna try and do something weird as a starting point. So let's get starting. 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to Codebreak. Crap.
Did it again, you did it once more.
I did it again.
Oh no.
I did it. That's going into the bloopers. Okay, the episode is called Syntax Error. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Take care, bye.
Bye. Okay, so this is the point. This is
and
the point
big stop button has been pressed. Yes, okay, we're off here.
Well, we're actually still being broadcast, but I'll actually edit this bit out. You can head away anytime you want.
Alright, well, we've got to go help with dinner now, so we'll see you guys later.
See ya.
Alright.
Yeah.
Look after yourself. Bye.